just before Keen REM gave us Radio Free Europe. My name is Jenny. Coming up next, some Studio C passes for you to join us on Monday, just about 12:30. We're going to be over at Wave Lab Studios with new artist Landon Pig. Right now, it's time for our movie night traffic light with Don and John. Hey, guys.
Hey, Jenny. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good.
Yeah, what's going on in the world of Don and John with movie night traffic lights?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Absolutely got nothing.
Oh, no.
No, we got good movies.
You've got good movies.
Yes, we do.
Yay, that's some great news.
Yeah.
So what's happening? What's opening this weekend?
Well, The Covenant is opening, and John and I didn't get the chance to see that one, but it's guys with special powers going after evil. Oh, looks kind of stupid, so we skipped that one. But yeah, the ones we did see are The Protector and Hollywoodland.
Okay.
Yeah, The Protector starring Taiwanese martial arts master Tony Jaa, or Jaa, I don't know how you say it, but I'm telling you, Jenny, this Tony guy, unbelievable.
Great. Really?
Yeah, greatest thing to come out of Thailand since, I don't know, Chinese food?
Thai food. Oh, I love Thai food.
Well, John got confused.
It's all the same to me.
Okay, so.
Anyway, the movie, you know, if you're flipping through channels at home and you come across some random martial arts movie, it looks kind of grainy and weird and their lips don't match what you hear and their subtitles and some fights. Well, it's pretty much this whole movie. So a guy from Thailand, he goes to Australia to rescue some stolen elephants and to avenge his father's murder. But it's pretty much big fight scene after big fight scene filled in with a totally weak story and a really, really bad acting.
Yeah, the martial arts are actually incredible in this, but everything else pretty much excruciating. I mean, it was probably the simplest, most typical story ever, but I couldn't follow it to save my life. According to the credits, they had acting coaches, English teachers, everything they needed except apparently enough film, because there's huge gaps in this movie. Big enough to drive an elephant through, I'd say, which they actually did.
What if you're into martial arts films?
Yeah, if you're into martial arts, I think you'll really like it.
Okay.
But if you're into films in general, you're going to be lost. In fact, I'm
okay.
Pretty sure it was edited by a crazed monkey.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But,
I thought you had good movies.
Well, good to talk about for us. We like talking about the bad ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But with all the skipping around and everything, it might actually be better than I think, because there is like a 4-minute continuous sequence fight scene thing that they did that's just absolutely incredible. So it may be more of my, you know, cultural differences than your typical horrible filmmaking.
And honestly, you got to give these guys some props, because these guys have some amazing skills. And Jenny, there's just something about a guy that can kick some serious butt.
Right.
And even though this story is totally corny, it does have a pretty decent ending with no story, of course. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate The Protector a red. If you're into the fight scenes, it's really cool. Other than that, this movie, it's really got nothing.
Yeah.
The only kind of martial arts, I had a roommate that did kung fu that was, you know, so that was always on in the background, but that, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
But I did watch, what was
I
that
think
one
it's
that
not
came,
be a lot of
there was one that came out recently, that was hugely popular, and it was done really interesting. I want to say Shanghai something, but it was incredibly violent, and I thought, you know, the it was a comedy. I'm not remembering, but it was relatively recently. It was in the past couple of years, and I just remember being like, yeah, the artistry of it is really interesting, but to follow the story is difficult, and also just it's a different culture, so it's hard to kind of understand.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think though they're trying to make it more mainstream, because Quentin Tarantino has kind of attached himself to this production company.
Oh.
And so I think you know, there is all that artistry and talent there. They just got to get it where they can relate to the American culture to tap into this market.
To tap into, right.
Yeah, they'll do really well.
Very cool. And so what else?
Also, we have Hollywoodland, which I guess like Disneyland with just a few more hookers. I don't know. Now, it's a movie about the movie industry, which if you ask me, movies, greatest thing to come out of California since Chinese food. That's going to be my new analogy.
Okay.
Chinese food. This movie is actually based on accounts from the 1950s about the controversial death of George Reeves, who was TV's original Superman. And Adrian Brody, he plays an investigator that's looking into Superman's apparent suicide. And Superman, well, he's played by Ben Affleck. And Diane Lane, she plays a wife of a big-time studio exec that Superman's actually having an affair with. Well, the movie lays out the possibilities of what might have happened. Was it suicide, or was it maybe murder?
It's you know, it's kind of a weird subject, kind of a weird approach, but even though it had most everything I normally hate in a movie, the constant flashbacks, the alternative scenarios, and, of course, Ben Affleck. I don't really hate him, but he's kind of too much of a pretty boy, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of liked it, though. I mean, I thought it was really well done. I was completely engaged in it, and I even have to say that I thought Ben Affleck did a terrific job. Like, you know, all of your typical overachieving youth, I grew up watching the Superman reruns, and I thought he had George Reeves down perfect. Really good.
That's really neat. So, you know, I haven't seen a single preview for this, and that's just maybe because I never watch TV, but...
Yeah, they're starting to roll out. I think you're starting to see a lot of it. Adrian Brody, too, I wanted to say, did a great job, you know, except when he turned sideways and you couldn't see him.
Remind me who Adrian Brody is.
Adrian Brody's the pianist from that movie.
Oh, yes. Yes. He's the one that and he kissed Halle Berry in that big dramatic when he won his Oscar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's how.
Okay, now I'm there. Okay.
Yeah, and you know how John mentioned as a kid, you know, overachieving or whatever, he watched Superman reruns? Well, I had stuff to do when I was a kid, and I wasn't watching Superman reruns. I wasn't into this movie as much as John was. But in our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Hollywoodland a yellow. It is a pretty decent movie, but it's a little odd the way
it's
done.
It's just kind of an odd subject and an odd approach.
So what's happening next week?
Well, next week we've got The Gridiron Gang, which is starring The Rock, if anybody out there is into wrestling, and The Black Dahlia, which is about Hollywood's most infamous unsolved murder. It's a woman, she called herself a Black Dahlia.
Preview to that.
Yeah.
I'm like, no children should watch the preview to this.
No, it's pretty disturbing.
And it's on, you know, prime time when kids are watching TV. I hate when they do that.
When sometimes you go to these G-rated movies and they have previews that kids shouldn't see, so I don't know why they do that.
But. Oh, they're just trying to draw the audience in. It was like with the last M. Night Shyamalan movie, where the lady in the water is so scary, and then you guys said it wasn't frightening at all. It was just actually a really, really good movie.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's true. So I guess it's...
They try to make it appear whatever's going to get the audience there.
Yeah.
And then we go check it out and find out what it's really about.
I know, good. I'm so glad you guys are here for that. Dawn and John joining us with Movie Night Traffic Light. You can learn more about them at movienighttrafficlight.com, which you can also link through our website, 929themountain.com. You click on Jenny in the Morning, Movie Night Traffic Light. Okay, well, you two have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jenny.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Music's coming up from Natalie Merchant. We'll hear her Wonder, and Coldplay, The Scientist, is next. This is 929 The Mountain.